And welcome back to the show, a very special time here on the show where we share with you another simple solution from my buddy Joe Truini.
Okay, well, I've been producing these simple solution segments for the TV show, for today's Homeowner TV show, for what, Danny, almost 18, 19 years now.
Yeah, I know.
And if you've listened to the radio show, you know that Danny almost always takes credit for the simple solutions because he's just a font. He calls himself a font of knowledge.
At the strangest times, they just pop into my head.
And he immediately shares them with me. What a guy. What a great guy.
That's right. Yeah, I'm unselfish.
Well, here's one that Danny actually, I'm going to give it credit. This is actually one of Danny's simple solutions. I thought it was a great one, and I want to share it with you, and it's very timely. It's what to do with your live Christmas tree when the season's over, right? I mean, Danny and I each still have our Christmas tree up. Danny leaves his up till, what, May, I think. I'm leaving mine up for another week or so. I'm waiting for my son Christopher to get home for the holidays. He's living in Moscow, but so he'll be home shortly. But here's what to do with your live Christmas tree. Rent a chipper shredder.
Yep.
And what you do is you call your neighbors and that live nearby who also have a live Christmas tree, and you can share the cost of the chipper shredder. And what everybody does is they shred up their tree, you feed the tree right in there, and then you can take what comes out the other end, which is perfectly good mulch. And you can share it with your neighbors and put it in your flower beds and your gardens and anywhere you want to protect from freezing temperatures or anything like that. So that's a great way to recycle a Christmas tree rather than just leaving it at the edge of the road and letting a truck come and get it and whatever happens to it. I don't know what they do with it. They probably do exactly the same thing, right? They probably shred it up or burn it. So there you go. A simple solution brought to you by Danny Luke.
There you go. And make sure you wear the ear protection because, boy, those chipping machines are
and
one
eye
of the,
protection.
Yeah, eye protection as well. Now, with my Christmas tree, I have two, one upstairs, one downstairs, ends up at the bottom of my pond. And it's a great, I probably have 20 trees out in my fish pond.
The fish are probably saying, enough already.
Enough already. I can't even swim around down here. But so it does help quite a bit. The small.
Take the ornaments off first, though.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Make sure you take the ornaments off. You know, actually, I like to take my Christmas trees, and I've done this for probably 10 or 12 years, and drop them in my fish pond. This perfect habitat for the small fish to hide from the bigger fish. And, you know, so they may be getting enough of the Christmas trees down there because I don't know how quickly they deteriorate underwater. So I might have to rethink that this year.
Yeah, that might have more trees than fish.